Back now with Day to Day. It's that time of year again in San Francisco when Mac enthusiasts giddily await word of what Apple has in store for the year to come. It's going to be tough to top last year when CEO Steve Jobs showed off the iPhone, but there are still plenty of folks excited about Macworld 2008. One of them is John Moltz. He's the guy behind the website CrazyAppleRumors.com, and he joins us now. And John, can you explain a little bit about your website? What are these crazy Apple rumors?
Well, if you're familiar with The Onion, it's been called the onion of the Apple community. So basically, there are, in reality, a number of rumor sites that try and track Apple on a day-to-day basis and try and figure out what they're coming up with next, and I generally make fun of those sites.
Well, and last year, you know, everyone knew the iPhone was coming. This year, there haven't been too many leaks, so the field's kind of wide open. What have you been making fun of?
Well, you know, when you're making fun of stuff, you just have to make up your own fun if there's nothing out there. So robot attacks, USB silly putty, that kind of thing. Those are just some of the things that I have put up recently.
Okay, so all kidding aside, any word as to what some of the big announcements might be out of Macworld this year?
Well, I think some of the consensus bets are around a really lightweight laptop. There were some specs from a patent offering that Apple had put in recently that showed a laptop that you could actually dock into a station that sort of looked like an iMac that slid into the side, and the laptop was really small, and so you could plug it in and then you'd have a large screen in order to use it on your desktop, and then when you wanted something really light for travel purposes, you just undock it and carry it with you. Kind of similar to some stuff that they had done years ago with the PowerBooks back in the mid-90s.
So last year, there was just so much excitement around this iPhone. You know, you had people camping out in front of the Moscone Convention Center where Macworld was held. This year, is there kind of a feeling of like, okay, another Macworld, won't be as good as last year?
I think people are still excited about it. I mean, people get excited about it every year regardless. Last year, obviously, the hype was pretty big, but still, you know, going into it, nobody really knew if Apple was going to do it or not. And it turned out that they did, and it was a big event. But you're right. I mean, this year there's not as much hype because there's no one big thing that people are looking forward to. But I still think that, you know, there's a good chance that they're going to bring us something that's going to be pretty cool, and at least make it worth my while to go down and see what's going on.
So, John, since you are in the business of making up stuff about Mac, let's go crazy here. If you could have Steve Jobs announce anything tomorrow, your ultimate dream Mac product, what would it be?
For years I've been trying to get Apple to introduce sex bots because I think that Apple's really the company that could provide a lot of value in that arena.
All right, can we check in with you again tomorrow, see what Steve Jobs really has to say?
That would be great.
Sounds good.
Okay.
John Moltz is founder of the website CrazyAppleRumors.com.